The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, it's a Tuesday. Prickles is in. We've also been joined by Colonel Carruthers.
All right.
Colonel Carruthers has got his guitar with him, and we are going to be singing a couple of songs between now and 1 o'clock. We're going to try and sort of lift the mood as we, you know, get our stiff upper lip back and just get on with life, which is what we should be doing anyway. So we're going to do a couple of songs in this hour of the show. I've just had just to lighten the mood a little bit. Brandon, who is an apprentice here at Vectis Radio, has been with us for over a year and been an apprentice since around June-ish, June time. And he's outside in the pouring rain, stood by the front door where there's a little a lip of a roof there which kind of shelters him from the rain, smoking a pipe.
With his slippers on,
and he's just sent me... It gets even more stupid, because he's outside in the pouring rain, and he's just sent me a message via Facebook. Nothing wrong with pipe. I like the rain. I mean, how crazy is that?
That's Britain for you.
That's
to go and get him in.
That's Britain for you, absolutely. It's I think we should go and lock the door. Keep him out.
His slippers are go soggy.
Yeah, see if he really likes the rain.
Now look, Christmas is just over a month away. And, mm-hmm. I know that earlier on I said let's keep Christmas in December, but these are the sorts of things that maybe we should discuss now, just to get ourselves ready, because you don't want to miss the boat, just in case we change your mind with Christmas, because there will be people out there that write loads and loads of Christmas cards. You're probably one of them.
I can tell.
We've already mentioned, because Jamie was in earlier on, I don't think he's a serial Christmas card writer.
He writes the one he has to.
So we're going to get
the main ones
in depth on that. You know, Christmas dinner as well. We're going to talk about the dinner. What you're going to do? You know, who do you invite? Do you make a big thing of it?
Well, my mum does, definitely, mainly with the meals. Because this year we're going to have my aunt and uncle and my grandmother over, hopefully, and possibly my sister from Cardiff. And yeah, you know, mum wants it to be a nice special dinner. She's going to be doing a Christmas goose and stuff.
How long are they coming for, Jamie?
I think only for about a week, around Christmas time. I think they're coming a couple of days before Christmas Eve, I guess.
Do you know what my worry would be? My main worry would be, if they're coming from Cardiff and the weather takes a turn for the worse, they might end up being here for a fortnight.
We don't worry about that. That's a good thing. Spend more time with my sister.
Well, that's a lovely attitude to have, and that's
have a nice attitude around Christmas. I mean, I know a lot of people say, "Oh, Christmas is all for money," all these companies, all these big Christmas things. Oh, it's just a way from getting money, and it's not all about presents. And they're right; Christmas isn't all about presents. It's about spending time with your family, which is one of the best things.
See, I've got it all wrong, Jamie, because I give to receive. If I'm given a good present, I want to. Good one back.
You don't.
I do.
The same amount
I
spent on you.
Oh, come on, we all do. Let's be honest.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you must have been disappointed in the past where you think you spent the time and the trouble, you've got somebody a really decent present, and they give you something,
no.
And you think, is that it?
No,
come on,
seriously.
I'll put some effort in. I do.
Yeah, but you did that at your birthday. I said, what do you want? You said, how much are you spending?
That's how it is. Come on.
No,
there is
it
that thing. It's like, oh my God, I spent so much time getting this person like a PlayStation 3 or something. And what did they give me? A new pair of socks.
Yeah, exactly.
You always have to
in the end. In the end, it is the thought that counts. I mean, obviously,
No, Jamie,
a PlayStation.
you're going to learn something this hour. It's not. It's not the thought that counts. It's not the thought that counts. It's you give to receive.
You don't.
Give to receive.
Christmas would not be Christmas if every male did not get a pair of socks.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I've got enough socks.
Yeah, but you need some at Christmas. You can never have enough socks.
It's time for you to get tough. Jamie, it's time for you to get tough as well. That you give to receive. Yeah, you put as much thought in the present as they. You know, if they don't do the same thing, if they don't return the favour, if they've gone out and they've put
you
some effort in,
wipe them off the Christmas card list.
Exactly. Next year, you remember that, and you knock £10 off what you're getting then.
Ian,
you
that do. Is not the spirit of Christmas.
It is my spirit of Christmas. It is. Do you know what I love most of all about? I know it's like, look, it's only just the middle of November. I'm kicking myself now because I'm thinking, come on.
No one's going to buy you anything now.
Christmas in December.
Yeah.
See, that wouldn't bother me either. That really wouldn't bother me. As long as I get a decent
present.
But the one
thing, everyone likes getting presents on Christmas, don't they?
Yeah, as long as but if it's like a bit top heavy and you've put all the effort in and somebody buying you, they haven't put as much effort in as you know, and the wrapping as well. If they haven't done as much, put as much effort in as you have, I'm disappointed.
You are very critical.
I am.
Wow.
My wrapping is perfect.
I know, but the wrapping's got to be perfect. You've got to put as much effort in, and you've got to spend the same amount of money.
Too right.
Why don't you buy your own and just give them out to people to put a label on?
Well, let's deal with that.
Or just buy something for yourself, give it to them, get them to give it to you back, and then say you owe me £20. Easy.
I'm liking it. See? Already, you're picking it up.
Don't,
already.
Because last year, I bought in a Christmas card for Ian and his wife. And he went, that's my first one. I'm sure that was probably his only one because he doesn't send them out.
No, my son's the same.
Was it? And it was sat on your mantelpiece, wasn't it? And he said, I'll get you one. I never got one first nor last because he would have had to have bought a box and he wouldn't buy a box.
Oh, I've got some. Don't worry, I've got some.
Yeah, from what year, though?
I do write them occasionally. I do. Now and again, I'll write, you know, like you
once
say,
a year.
Once a year, yeah. I don't write that many. I used to write loads. But don't you think that you know, you're writing a card, okay, and you put in, and this is what I mean by putting in, you put in the effort, somebody else should put in the effort too. How many times have you opened a card and it says, from Bill or from Dave? Nothing else, no Merry Christmas, kiss my backside or nothing, just... Happy,
Dave,
you know.
The cat doesn't write you a card.
Well, in terms of cards, I've always had people saying, "Dear Jamie, happy Christmas. Hope you have a nice time this year. Lots of love, whoever." I mean, you know, you get these little like those little like labels on the present you get. It's like to you from this. You know, it's like okay, you know, and you usually get another card from there. But I know what you mean. You know, it just says, "Hi from me." That's all.
Yeah,
not enough.
That's it. And
I don't get many of them.
Well, not everyone does it. I think I don't get that many.
Mine
of them
are
myself.
Quite personal to me when I receive them. Maybe it's just you, Ian.
No, I don't think it's me. Don't you blame that on me? Don't you blame? Look, I asked this question a couple of weeks ago. In this day and age, with technology, seems to have taken over. How many people still send Christmas cards? I stopped in about 2001. How about you? Yeah, since 2001, Jamie, I've not written too many Christmas cards.
2001.
I stopped because I used to get a Christmas card from my brother up in Sheffield, and he got upset because I didn't send him back one day and one year, and I just thought. All it says is to Ian and family from John and family, and you think, "Oh, come on! You can be a bit more creative."
What did you put in yours? Do you remember what you put in yours?
Yeah, I wrote, you know, "I hope to see you soon." Lardy, don't have a great Christmas. Don't have too much to drink. Hopefully, see you in the new year. Lardy, dardy, darn, all that kind of stuff. Nothing back, and you just think, and then you know, you get these messages, these cards from people that you kind of know, but you don't, and they put a card in your hand and say, "Merry Christmas." And you open it up and it just says, from Bill. So you know that bloke, Bill, I'm plucking the name out of the air, has just got a load of cards and he's written from Bill in all of them. No personal message, nothing, and just handed them out. And there's no effort in that at all.
But
so why?
There is. There's still the effort in actually putting from Bill. If he's done that 20 times, that is a big effort.
Yeah.
You don't even send them.
It's a big effort if he can't write, or if he's really, really ill, or if he can hardly use his hands because he's got, you know, some kind of problem, that's a big effort. But no, that wasn't the case. There's no thought, there's no love. And this is what I mean. I think you look, shrink it down and have enough love for just your family and close friends. Okay? And then you can put all the effort into that. Don't just go out and give cards willy-nilly to people. That's just not on.
Well, he's not just stood on a street corner giving them out, is he?
Well, he's not, but he don't, you know, from Bill. There's no message, no personal message in there at all.
But you're on his Christmas card list. That must mean something. As he wouldn't have given you one.
No, that's true. But put some effort in. That's what I'm saying. Put some effort in.
See, but you wouldn't want, like I do, most of my cards, I put like an essay in there.
Exactly, that's
says
what you
what's
want.
Been going on the year, what's going on with the girls, you know,
don't
all
go
sorts.
Too far.
Yeah, no, but I do. Because sometimes some people, that is maybe the only contact you have with them in a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're there, they're always there.
You could
but it's just that once a year.
Some of these people that write cards, you can actually just get their card out each year because it'll just have the same message in, no mention of the year, and nobody would know. What's
well,
the
see,
point?
If you did that, you'd what have more sat on your mantelpiece this year, wouldn't you?
And it's a fire hazard. It's a fire hazard as well.
What, cards?
Yeah. How many cards did you write last year, Jamie?
Last year, I wrote about 7, I think.
About 7?
And I said, I usually write to main parts of my family, mainly. And sometimes it all depends if I'm going up to see them. I'm not saying I don't. If I do go and see them, I'm not saying I don't write a card. I do write a card, just, you know, I don't think I spend as much time writing it because, you know, it's like, oh, I'm there, you know, I can tell them, you know, I'm here, I love them, happy Christmas and stuff.
How many cards did you write last year?
Probably about 70 or 80.
70 or 80?
Yeah, I've got about 40 that go by post.
How many?
About 40.
What are you just
sending
them a text?
To go by post. No, because it's nice.
By post?
Because
how
it's
much is
nice.
That going to cost?
It doesn't matter.
Are they those flimsy ones?
No. They're
the
proper
cheap.
Cards, no.
They're proper
no,
cards.
They're
what,
nice cards,
so
yeah.
Nice cards.
To families.
So how much does that cost?
It doesn't matter. They just go in one lot. Some go abroad. I've got two or three that I send abroad.
Can I ask you a really personal question?
Go on.
Well, no, I don't want to do it.
Because
it might make you feel awkward, and I don't want to make you feel awkward.
You're going to ask anyway, aren't you?
All right. You're kind of... How can I put it? You're not at home at the moment.
Is that
common knowledge now for people to know? It's not. Okay. Well, you're here. You're actually here. All right. Do you want me to continue with this? Tell me if you don't.
No.
You don't want me to continue?
No.
That's fine. All right. I won't continue. Stop yawning, Jamie. It's not that boring. Is it?
No, it's not that. I'm just tired. Didn't have a great sleep last night. Happens sometimes.
Well, he was worrying about coming in here today.
Should we talk about it? You youngsters that don't sleep. I mean, how old are you? 23?
23, yeah.
So what time did you go to bed last night?
I got to bed about midnight that night.
Is that what time you normally go to bed?
Not always. Sometimes I go to bed a bit earlier than that. Sometimes right. If I haven't got anything in the morning, I just stay up as late as I can, wake up at like 12 in the morning.
See, you need some direction in your life. That's what we're doing with Brandon. Brandon's now got direction in his life. You go to bed at a proper time, you sleep for a proper amount of hours, you eat properly, you drink properly.
How much appropriate number of hours? That's what you ask.
Yeah.
You usually say about 8 hours.
Right.
10 if you're... I heard they say, you know, if you're a teenager, it's good to have at least 10 hours sleep because then... Because when you're a teenager, your brain really starts to develop, so a good 10 hours of sleep will help your brain to develop. I try to do that as much as possible.
Right. Okay, look, Sylvia says, I know I like sending them. She still sends Christmas cards. I wonder if she sends, like, 70-odd like you do. And how many have got stamps on?
Probably 35 to 40.
First-class stamps?
Yeah, always.
Crikey, how much does that cost?
You've just said that. It doesn't matter how much it costs.
It does. It really does. Mark Reynolds, who I used to go to school with, and nice guy is Mark. He's the same age as me. Yep, I still do. Well, my wife does them all. So his wife does it. So he doesn't send the cards. So it's not personal from him.
Well, no, but it's personal.
He's trying to make out he still sends them, but he doesn't. His wife does it.
Well, he does, doesn't he? Does it? Him and his wife send cards.
Well, yeah, I think maybe he sends his wife a card. Maybe his kids as well. That's what I... Don't get me wrong. I get my wife a card. All right. It's the one from the year before, because I very cleverly don't put happy, all the best for 2015 or 16 or something like that. So I just get the old one out, stick it back in. I do.
No, you don't.
I've done it for the
Stop
last
it.
Couple of years.
No, you don't.
Honestly, this is...
And now she knows.
You and now she knows, so you're not going to get away with it.
It's a good, you know, money-saving
tip. Has it not gone
tip?
A bit dog-eared and stuff?
No, it's only up for a couple of days, isn't it?
What do you do, iron it before you give it to her?
She's not like playing with it. It only goes up on the mantelpiece if you're careful with it. Because when I say to her, look, careful! Don't bend it.
You want to just put it in a frame so she'd never have to read inside.
Angela McCurtry says, yes, I still send them as well. See, all these people are all lying because they probably don't send them at all.
I bet they do.
Emma Lawrence says, I still send them to family, but that's all. Even my kids don't send Christmas cards. It's not the in thing at high school. Sad, really. Do you remember at school they would have like a postbox?
They still do.
Do they?
They still have a postbox that you can put your cards in. Yeah.
I'm really surprised they do.
And they dish them out, don't they, to the kids? It's like, oh, I've got 20 cards.
Yeah. See
and it's like, oh, I've got to write another 20.
See, what with all Facebook and texting and stuff like that, it's sort surely look, save the planet. Don't do it.
No, my kids always wrote Christmas cards.
Really?
For their school friends, yeah.
Kim says I'm still sending.
See?
I'm still,
you're going to get one off Kim this year?
I'm going to get you. I've got your mobile number. I'm going to send you a text.
What did mine say?
On Christmas Day, Jamie.
Right, you haven't read out what mine said.
We're getting to that in a minute. I think it's time for a musical interlude. So, yeah, Jamie, if you're ready, we're going to. And this is a song that you've learnt in the last half an hour.
Well, I already knew it, but just refreshed it
okay.
quickly.
Which one are you doing?
John Resnick's I'm Still Here. It was from that Treasure Planet film I told you about.
Okay.
It's a really good song.
Okay, well, we'll let you know on it. Take it away.
I am a question to the world. Not an answer to be heard. For a moment that's held in your arms. And what do you think you'd ever say? I won't listen anyway. You don't know me, and I'll never be what you want me to be. Do you think you'd understand? I'm a boy, no, I'm a man. You can take me, throw me away. And what do you think you'd ever show? Yeah, you stand here on your own. You don't know me, 'cause I'm not here. And as long as they know who I am.
Things I don't feel, wanna hold I like you, Jamie, but no. We're not taking you through. Sorry, that was just my attempt at the humour. Okay, that was really good. What was the song again?
I'm Still Here, from John Resnick, lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay. Yeah. And they also did a hit called Iris, which is a really good tune as well.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
A long time ago. But these songs that Jamie's been doing over the last couple of weeks, they will be available on your webpage on the Four Piece website. Because you've got to point out that Jamie's on the Four Piece course, which incorporates all kinds of radio. You've got to be getting you to read the news in a couple of weeks' time. How do you fancy that?
All right, then.
That's the next
thing. I won't be here next week, so I'll be able to prepare for that.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll obviously make some news up. And
Make some news up.
We're
gonna have Is that what they do?
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
Oh, come on. Wouldn't it be great if you could make your own news up?
What would you make up, then?
I'd just won the lottery.
Yeah. I'd go, Justin Bieber has retired, finally.
Yeah. You'd have 100 people send you a Christmas card then.
Oh, would I? Maybe we should do a whole show or a whole hour on what would your favourite news headlines be?
I find it quite funny because I've got an 85-year-old auntie, and when you speak to her, she's got a friend of hers that every ailment going, her friend's already had. And I was in there, I was chatting to my auntie one day, and I said, oh, I've got really bad, you know, so... I had that last week. And then my auntie would say, oh, I've got a really bad wrist. And she'd say, oh, I had that last week. And I said to my auntie, I said, you want to tell her you're pregnant? I don't think my auntie's done it yet, though.
What's your auntie's name?
Auntie Peggy.
Auntie Peg, yeah. Bong! Auntie Peggy's pregnant. Bong! Here is the news.
She'd definitely be on the 10 o'clock news at 85 years old, wouldn't she?
How brilliant would that be?
Yeah.
So we should do that one day. What would your
make
favourite...
Make your own news up.
Favourite news headlines. Who would you like to see get married to who? Who would you like to see, you know, that sort of thing? I'm guessing. Who would your headline be for the Isle of Wight Festival?
Bruce Springsteen, again.
Did you see him? Did you see him when he was here? Brian Adams as well.
Yeah, both of them. Both of them in the same place.
Have you been to the festival?
I have. Thinking back in 2009, I think it was. I went. The main bands were playing were the Sex Pistols, the Police.
They were brilliant.
They were fantastic. And who were the other Kaiser Chiefs? They were the three main ones.
Roxanne!
See, I didn't see that.
All three
I was
of them
working.
Were fantastic, though. Yeah. Not all three of them. I didn't really see the Sex Pistols because I don't really know them, but the Kaiser Chiefs were great. They had Katie Tunstall there as well, the Zootons, a lot of people.
I can't believe I was singing and you both talked over me. I was doing my job.
Because you weren't that good.
You're losing your job.
You don't have to put on the red light. Could you learn that one?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
I don't even know which one you're singing.
Roxanne. I was doing Roxanne. Right. You don't have to put on the red light.
You thought he'd hurt himself, didn't you? You thought he'd stuck his toe.
You don't have to sell your body to the night. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ghosting.
Okay.
Go on.
Do
it again.
I'm puffed out now. We're talking Christmas cards. Do you actually still send them? David Doyle says, I still send them. I've mostly stopped with the birthday card now, apart from close family, and just do the Facebook thing. See? He's kind of getting that way with me, but he still sends Christmas cards, but stopping on the birthday thing.
Okay.
See, I think you should carry on sending birthday cards. Birthday cards is a personal thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because when you send that card, it's more personal than, to me, a Christmas card.
Doesn't say from Bill.
They're mass-produced, aren't they? You know, just to say,
for instance... birthday cards?
Yeah, but when I say mass-produced, I mean, you know, you're going to sit down and you're going to send, because you will, 70. You're going to write out 70 cards.
Yeah.
Is every single one of them going to have a special message in?
Yes, for the person I'm writing it for. Absolutely, yes.
Just as much love and affection in.
Yes.
I'm going to compare... mine to Brandon's when we get them, all right?
Okay.
Okay? And Jamie's. I'm going to compare Jamie's.
That's fine.
Will you be sending Jamie a Christmas card?
I would imagine so.
What have you got to do to get on your Christmas card list?
Just be nice. I don't know why you're getting one, really. I might save myself this year and just cut it down to about 68.
68?
Yeah.
Just cut it down to...
Yeah, there's a couple I could... pull off there.
Okay, Sue says, still send to our friends and family who are scattered far and wide and not all have computers. Also a chance to send a page of photos to update everyone. However, our card list has dwindled from 200 plus to less than 50 because postage is expensive too. So the sad thing is with all of that, and I mean, crikey, that's a lot, 200 plus, but it's 50 less because of the postage, which is expensive. You look at how much of a hit that's going to be on Royal Mail.
Mm.
You know, that which is kind of sad, and I kind of feel quite bad for trying to highlight the fact that why bother sending cards when it actually does keep people in work, doesn't it?
It does keep people in work.
I'll change my mindset. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Keith.
Yeah, the weather's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
Oh, it's dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got some gales tonight, apparently, coming.
Well, apparently they're bigging it up. They're saying it's going to be really horrendous on the island, but it is only going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds. They were saying we're going to get 80-mile-an-hour winds. So.
Yeah, I heard that, mate, yeah. Isn't that over Bristol way, though?
Yeah, but they did say on the island it was going to be bad over here. There's a weather warning in place. But you just think they're doing it because they want you to listen and keep coming back to them. And do you know what I mean? I'm cynical.
Yeah, gone are the days when you had a bit of seaweed outside, mate. And if it was moving, it was windy.
Well, that was good enough, wasn't it? It worked.
If it was wet, it was raining. Yeah. Well, you say that on the Isle of Wight, isn't it? If you can stand on the north coast of Isle of Wight at Cowes,
right,
or Ryde, if you can see the white cliffs of Portsdown Hill, no, if you can't see them, no, what was it? If you can see them, it's going to rain. If you can't see them, it's raining.
Right.
Something like that, yeah. Some stupid thing that somebody told me once.
Yeah.
But there you go. Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Where'd you get yours from? Do you buy charity ones, mate, or not?
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm hoping that we do, because the wife normally sorts that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hoping that we do.
Yeah. Well, when you said you buy one, you know, for the wife, well, I thought, well, perhaps you might want to the pound shop and got two for a pound, you know, one for 1 year, one for the next.
No, he keeps them year after year.
Yeah,
for the wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you call recycling.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't moan about that.
The wife calls it something else.
See?
Yeah. I'm a bit annoyed with my bank. My bank don't send me a Christmas card, and I think you should. Well, it's true. Do you get a card from your bank? No, you got your money going into it. Yeah. So why am I sending you a Christmas card?
Because they'd have to use your money for the postage.
Well, they use it for anything else.
Do you know what? What about you sending them one for a laugh?
Send the bank a Christmas card. Oh, thank you for looking after my money. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
And a prosperous new year on my money.
You should do it. I think that'd be
Don't
funny.
Don't say that, because Ian's now sending a definite Christmas card. Look at his little face.
Yeah. Well, it's true, though. What if Matalan can send me one? Why can't the bank?
Oh, I like Matalan, because they give you a £5 off voucher as well,
Keith,
don't they?
They do as well. They send you a Christmas card.
They give you a present as well.
You know, it's better than Argos.
And a birthday one, don't they?
Off then.
And birthday, Matalan do.
Yeah, Matalan do,
but
yeah.
That's a personalised card. It says to Alison, happy birthday, and here's £5 off when you spend £30.
That's right. Yeah,
so I go and spend £40 to get that money off, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to spend £50 at Argos to get a £5 off.
Yeah. Oh.
Biggest rip-off out there. Argos, I don't know. Somebody told me that he's owned by Mr. Greenshield Stamps' son. I don't know whether that's right or not.
Really?
The son of Greenshield Stamps, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, whatever happened to Index?
Index?
Yeah, do you remember Index? Do you have an Index store over there, or the Index catalogue?
No.
They
no.
would do everything.
No.
I think they got swallowed up by Littlewoods, I think.
Do you still do, what's that, Christmas, some kind of Christmas club? Or there used to be
club, we got one in the village.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, it was something that went bust, wasn't there, a few years ago with everybody's money in it about the end of October.
Fair Pack.
What was it?
Fair Pack Hampers.
There was that, and there was also another one, like a Christmas club that you pay sort of £5, £10, £15, however. And at the end of it, didn't someone run off with the money or something?
Yeah.
Well, on the island?
Arthur Fowler, wasn't it? In EastEnders.
No.
He did.
No.
Yeah, well,
he did do that, yeah.
Thrift Club, that's what we call it, Thrift Club.
So, yeah. So if you go back, when you were working, Keith,
yeah.
You know, go back years ago, did you used to get like a Christmas box and a Christmas hamper given to you at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore, do we?
Is that right? What, you're not giving your crew a Christmas box, are you?
No, am I not getting a hamper? What am I going to eat over Christmas?
Crikey. We don't, but we don't, though, do we? We don't
Stan
do that anymore.
Used to get a turkey.
Do you remember those Fairpack hampers, Ali?
No, I never got one, Keith.
No, I was just wondering, you know, who buys those, who eats those tins of ham with all that...
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
That gelatine.
And the peaches, and the size peaches.
It looks like you've just performed surgery on somebody.
Yeah.
But those hampers, Keith, they sort of... But they state there's everything you need in there for Christmas. Well, it's really not my kind of Christmas in that hamper. Is it yours?
Yeah. How many additives were in those things, actually?
Yeah.
Cool, blimey. Preservative, additive.
Stan used to get a turkey given to him by his firm years ago. And I worked at a cafe in Sandown, and this chap turned up and he said, oh, we've just had our turkeys delivered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, okay. And he went, you can put them in your freezer, could you? At my work.
God.
So there's like 24 turkeys in this freezer.
It's like when I was delivering over the island here, I used to take it to, there used to be a dairy, didn't they, in Newport. Was it Unigate?
Was it?
Yeah.
I think it's where Sainsbury's is now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Down there. And we used to bring over Christmas stuff for the milkman to take out, you know, for Christmas and also Easter. No, you know, Easter eggs, this, that and the other.
You don't very often see a milkman now over here, Keith.
Yeah, we've got one out here. Yeah, got them out here.
Yeah, you don't very often see them on the
island. They used to make me laugh because the people used to get irate when they stuck behind a slow car, but nobody ever got irate when they stuck behind a slow milk float.
No, people liked the milkman, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, what, he's doing his job.
But they never used to overtake the milkman either, did they?
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, those little three-wheeled things, you know, funny-looking things, electric, weren't they? Electric things.
Oh, think what else, are you looking forward to Christmas this year? And has it changed?
Yeah, not half, mate.
Has it changed from the way you do things from 5 years ago?
Yeah.
In what way?
Yeah, I'm trying to enjoy it more, mate.
Okay, and I think that's a really good point to make. We should.
2 years ago, it was a nightmare, as you know, the conditions I was going through and whatnot financially.
Yeah, I bet.
But there's a lot of people that are still going through it. See, on my Facebook page, I was really annoyed Sunday because people were slating off the Christmas market in Winchester.
Right.
Saying, the tacky little chalets and the tat that people were selling. But like I said, what you don't realise, people spend hours making that stuff that they're calling tat.
Yeah.
To give an original, different present. You know, anybody, like I said, they even go to Argos or Tesco's or sit on their backside and order off the line.
Yeah.
Off the internet.
Yeah, see, I this is what I think we should be doing now. We should be thinking a little bit more outside the box. Don't think, oh, right, okay, we've got to go and buy the biggest and the best.
Yeah.
The best technology, this, that and the other. That's where I think Christmas has lost its appeal. There's no thought process at all. It's just easy just to go out and buy a voucher or just go and buy a big telly or an Apple product or something like that. There's no thought at all.
I think it's absolutely horrendous, the extortionate prices they're paying in these supermarkets to make the TV adverts.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking millions of pounds, Ian, just to make an advert that they're going to use at a certain time of year.
Yeah, that's...
They can't use it after Christmas, look.
No, that's true.
That's it, gone. Why don't they say, right, we're not going to make a Christmas advert this year, we're going to give it to the consumer and knock the prices off the goods.
That would be good.
You know, that's a good Christmas gesture, that, instead of spending money making a Christmas advert.
Yeah, no, that would be good.
But it's like with presents and things, you don't have to spend a fortune, do you?
Or maybe it's a case of, let's be honest, I don't know whether you've seen it, I think it's the Sainsbury's one with the cats in this, it's about a 3.5 minute
advert.
That
is the best one at the moment.
It's brilliant.
It's Mog the Cat, isn't it?
It is, it's absolutely brilliant, I love it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if some of these people said that were making the commercials, rather than they went to like a top-notch company, they went to some training school and said, right, you make us a commercial, and they, you know, we've got the idea, but this is what we need to put in it. Wouldn't it be great if they gave them the opportunity to, you know, to showcase their talents? You know, youngsters making the commercials, rather than a big boss company getting loads and loads of money for it.
Exactly.
All that money, give to the local food banks and things,
exactly,
so that people can actually have a Christmas dinner.
Good point,
dinner.
Ali. Very good point.
Hey,
but
look,
you're saying the Sainsbury ad about the rabbit and the bear. Do you remember that one?
No.
Remember the rabbit and the bear? At Christmas, was it Sainsbury's advert? John Lewis, one of the two.
Oh yeah, that
couple
was
of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's my friend's daughter and son were involved in the work on that, all the cartoon work and whatnot.
So I was just, because you just realised that Jamie's sat here, he's got no headphones on, and because we talked to someone on the phone, he can't actually hear.
Oh, well, I can call him he what I like then.
Well, you have, haven't you?
Yeah, has he come back yet, or gone away, whatever it was?
He's just plugged in now.
Yeah. Has he? Hello, yeah. Jamie.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
I'm alright, thanks.
Yeah, nice bit of guitar work you got there, mate.
Thank you very much.
He's going to bang out another tune in a minute.
I'm sorry?
Have you been playing long?
I have, yeah. I said before on the show, I've been playing last week, I think. I've been playing for about, ever since I was 13, so almost 10 years now. But I have had some gaps between that. That's why I'm still kind of getting back into some of it, yeah.
Yeah, I was told once, never give up. People don't fail in music, they just give up. And,
yeah.
So never give up, mate.
I won't give up, no.
That's
no,
wise words.
Yeah, wise words. Words, yeah.
All right, then.
Thanks for being there, Keith. Yeah, cheers, now. Cheers, bye. Okay, then, so what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break and then we will come back and we're going to do another song, aren't we, Jamie? So which one are we going to do?
John Farnham's You're the Voice.
Okay, we'll do that.
I think everyone knows that one.
We'll do that in a couple of minutes' time and that's after a quick break.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. This is Vectis Radio.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, photos and much more, covering island bands to establish acts from across the globe. The guys at Fretbuzz will give their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews from Fretbuzz, they now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services, from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and pictures on the site. Fretbuzz caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call them on 07576 138337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find them on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
The Dotty Imaging Company is a new business on the beautiful Isle of Wight, specialising in creativity from graphic design for print to hand-produced paintings and drawings. Looking for inspiration for Christmas gifts? Something unique? Then the Dotty Imaging Company is your solution. Using the traditional techniques of fine dots, I can produce beautiful pen and ink artwork that can be personalised for family and pet portraits. Order now your unique island gifts in time for Christmas, or purchase a portrait voucher to give to that special someone, or even treat yourself. Google Dotty Imaging Company or find me on Facebook. You can call 07443 506 213. The Dotty Imaging Company, where creativity starts with the dot.
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, West White Audio. Reasonable prices and all island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no obligation chat. Email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Self-publishing your own book is much easier than you think it is. About your own life, a local historical event, an interesting untold story about a relative, pure fantasy or fiction, or maybe an illustrated children's book. Talk to Cross Print Media for advice on self-publishing and how to get started. Call 52 4885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Do you like playing with words? Have you ever thought about trying to write spoken word? Key Arts is running a free Wave spoken word workshop on Saturday 5th of December from 3 till 4:30pm for young people aged 11 to 19 years. Performance poet Adam Gatterell and rapper and spoken word artist Cooley Haste will help you learn about poetry, writing skills and how to gain confidence in your performance skills. It is really easy to book your place. Simply call Key Arts Box Office on 822 490. Places are free and likely to book quickly, so don't delay. Call them today on 822 490.
You hear that, Jerry?
No, Tom.
Ah, seems the waffles have returned.
That's right. No more waffles, but instead more chat. Brandon Langdon here, 4 to 7 on the Tea Time Show. At yours truly, Vectus Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. It's / Vectus Radio on Facebook. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
To that song, Jamie, the lyrics on there are quite apt, aren't they? We're not going to sit in silence.
No, and we're all someone's daughter or
son. About that, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. This time we all know we can stand together with the power to be powerful, believing we can make it better. We're all someone's daughter. Yeah, brilliant lyrics. Brilliant set of lyrics and very, very apt. Okay, thank you for that. And we've got about 10 minutes left of the Lunchtime Social Debate. We were talking about Christmas cards and so on. So are we still sending Christmas cards? Well, I'm probably not, because I'm only going to do, like, the wife, my son, probably me mum, because I always see mums, and, you know, It's something. She only gets a Christmas card. She goes, put a tenner in it for her.
Yeah. I think they're the main ones, the ones closer to your family. That's important. That's the most important, I think.
Yeah, I think it's about right, too. Yeah, I think. So how many in total do you reckon you're going to send? I mean, Ali's going to send about 70.
I have no idea. Probably not 70. I'm not sure, really. I mean, I'll do the main ones. I'll do one for my mum and my dad, my stepdad and my dad's girlfriend. I'll do one for my brother and my sister. From grandma, my aunt and uncle are coming, and I don't know that. I mean, I'll try and do a few more if I can. I don't know for amount wise. I'm not sure. Those are just the main ones I'm going to be doing this
year. Okay, Ronkers is. I still send them. I think it's a lovely thing. They have cards with love and merriest wishes coming through the door. It makes a great change from bills and junk mail. Ian Dunsire, Lord Dunsire. He says still sending cards to the UK, but cutting down on the overseas ones and replacing by Jackie Lawson online messages. I think in there somewhere's a joke that's gone straight over my head. But anyway, he's still sending cards, but he's cutting down on the ones he's sending abroad.
Because of postage,
which is kind of sad. Because I mean, the only thing that the issue with that is Royal Mail. You know, they're, sadly, it's diminishing too much anyway. But if we all stop sending Christmas cards, it's going to diminish even more. There'll be more and more people out of work, won't there?
Talking of postmen, does anyone give like the dustman and the postman and the milkman Christmas boxes anymore?
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. Probably. Well, I don't. I know that.
No.
Which is kind of sad because you would have done years ago, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, you would have done. You would
Christmas.
You would have given a Christmas card, wouldn't you? A sort of £5 or £10 in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul Mead says my wife. Yeah.
If not, I'll just drive 5 miles down the street, saying I just wanted a bit of appreciation. Going 5 miles an hour.
Paul Mead messaged me and said, my wife just wrote Christmas cards for friends in England. I've just spent a fortune flying over from the USA with them to post. She reckons we save money this way. Yeah, right, he says. Gene Taylor says, I hate writing them, but I still love to send them and receive them. It's part of Christmas.
It is, actually. Receiving a Christmas card is lovely if you get a
like
card
I said to you
post.
Earlier, yeah, I give to receive.
Serving and giving.
Give to receive. And you've always got to look at what you get, and if it outweighs what you give, then that's fine. But if you're giving and you're only getting a little bit back, then that's when I'm going to review it. You know, like any decent manager should. Andy Penn says, I send them because Christmas cards or whatever they're called, it's just not the same as taking a crad out of an envelope.
Oh, a card. Right.
That's what it says in a crad.
He just got his letters round the wrong way. Taking a crad out the envelope.
Out of an envelope and hanging it up, yeah. Ronkers says, looks like you're in a minority of one, Ian, a.k.a. Bar Humbug. Shirley Steed says, I still send them. Shania Steele, she says, I still send them. And your final message is, you stop sending them because you are tight.
I think that'll be your new name, Ian Bar Humbug. You'll be visited by 3 ghosts at Christmas. Look, make that 70.
Look, Jamie, you're supposed to be on my side. Like, that's the reason why I've got you in on the show, is because, you know, that's the way it works. We gang up on Ellie, not the other way around.
It's never worked the other way around, Jamie, ever. Ever, ever.
Okay, so you are going to be still sending. You are still going to be sending Christmas cards as well. What are you actually doing for Christmas this time?
Well, usually around Christmas time, 1 year I spend time with my dad. 1 year I spend time with my mum. This year I'm going to be with my mum around Christmas. I'll be at my dad's for Christmas Eve. He usually prepares me something nice when I do go around Christmas Eve. And yeah, spend Christmas Day at home with my mum, my stepdad, my sister, my aunt and uncle, and grandmother.
All right, so reason why we've done this light-hearted discussion today, light-hearted debate, is because we just wanted to lift the mood, and that's what life is all about. It's about having a stiff upper lip and just carrying on and getting on with it and showing those people that you're not actually going to win. That's the reason why we invited you in to cheer us up, Jamie, with another song. So maybe we should do another song or another version. We should do our version of When I'm 64 to play out with. What do you think? Because you did this so brilliantly, but this time we're going to help you. All right. So we are going to help you with the singing of this song. So bear in mind, you will be able to hear some Muppets in the background.
You speak for yourself.
So we're going to play this tune, the final tune, and then we are going to have the news, and then Andy Knight is here this afternoon with Kim as well, and Andy wants to be known as Dark Star from here on in. So Dark Star will be with you after 1 o'clock. He'll explain all. But may the force be with you. Ready?
All right.
Gentlemen, Colonel Carruthers on guitar. Big round of applause for Colonel Carruthers. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Jamie.